Yo, yo, yo.
What's good? What's good?
We're back at it again with Ops Topic Podcast. We talk about some pet peeves.
Pet peeves. Pet peeves. And bad habits.
Bad habits. Bad habits, too.
Yes, sir.
So we're talking about what's our biggest pet peeves with our squad and just people in general,
people
man.
In general, yeah. People be trying us.
People, yeah, be trying you for the most part, but yeah.
Yeah.
He's a soft one, low-key. But I'm gonna start off with my biggest pet peeve being bad breath.
Woo! Get out of my face.
Get out of my face. I don't like that funkiness. I don't like it. That's why, as y'all may know, all my friends, I keep gum on deck.
Loaded. Like, loaded. He literally got like 40 pieces in his center console right now.
Yeah, I always keep it on me because you never know who you're gonna be talking to, who you're gonna meet. Might wanna impress somebody. Well, not really impress, but you want a good first impression. On a shorty or whatever, or a dude, whatever your preference is, or whatever your gender is. I don't really care. But
gotta be politically
correct. Yeah, gotta be politically correct. Gotta be keep it nice over here.
Plus, and if you're in a relationship, you never know when those little spontaneous things are gonna happen.
Exactly. So you gotta make sure
you're ready for your girl.
Exactly. You gotta make sure. Plus, chapstick too.
Yeah.
Chap lips.
Yeah. That's, don't be coming here looking like.
Got a little.
Like pop rocks
a little sandpaper. Got sandpaper lips.
Nah.
But I think, what's the biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve is somebody who talks about themselves too much.
Yeah.
Like, if you're your own personal hype man, it starts to get really, really irritating.
David.
I'm not saying names or nothing, but.
David.
You want to go there?
Hey, we're just joking, bro. So don't get butthurt when we hear this. He going to be mad. He going to be pretty mad, though. What
no,
is whatever.
No comment.
No comment. Jada, your squeaky voice. That's my pet peeve with you, but I love you. And Camille, you stubborn.
Yeah.
And Michael, you mad emotional.
Oh, fuck. Bro, you about to get me mad. I'm just fine.
And nah. Shoot, start sipping. Yeah. he be lit. But I think, what's the bad habit that you got, though?
My bad habit? I think, if somebody, says something about me, I'm going to confront them.
Like, immediately?
If somebody says something to me, the next time I see him in person, I'm going to confront them about it. I feel like I should let more things go.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I'm just the type of person who, like, I'm not going to see you and be fake with you either. So, one of two things is going to happen. Either I'm going to see you and I'm not going to even look in your face, or I'm going to confront you about it.
Bet. I mean, it depends on what it is. If it's something serious about, we got to talk. Like, sometimes let's take a walk, but.
Sometimes it'd be stupid stuff.
Oh, nah. If it's stupid stuff, I'll let it go. I don't care like that. Especially if it's not true. Cause whoa, we know how rumors be going.
Rumors spread way too
fast. That's a pet peeve.
Oh, for sure. Don't be talking garbage. People, and it's not even rumors. Like, I understand.
Just blatantly dumb stuff.
If you hear something, right, and you want to talk about it with your friends, okay? But don't pull something out of nowhere.
Exactly. That,
like, if you completely just made it up, like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Exactly.
That's so irritating to me.
That's the biggest pet peeve. Oh, my Lord. That's the biggest thing. Because we've dealt with that too much lately. About rumors.
Hacks.
Too much lately. That's the biggest thing. That's a big turnoff, too. A girl that spreads rumors or, like gossip way too much. Way too much chatty. Way too much. I don't like that. Dang. Boy, that kind of hurt the soul right there. Yeah. Who felt that?
Another pet peeve would be
Touching your face.
You already know.
Somebody that touches your face.
Don't touch my face.
I'm kind of the same way, unless it's like I know you and I like you. I'm like real cool with you like that.
But that's the thing. If I'm real cool with you, I like give you one warning, one time.
No, it has to be like a female. I'm saying no. If it's anybody else, like no, that's the only time.
Like, for instance, like the one time you touched my face.
Yeah.
I was like,
he's not now. He's like, bro, don't touch my face.
I didn't snap. I was like chilling, like chill, and then he touched my face and I popped up real quick. I said, yo,
don't touch my face. He got so serious. I was like, whoa, okay.
So I don't like my face being touched.
Oh, yep.
Another pet peeve,
when people be touching my thigh and knees. Don't do that. Don't even try that, dog. Don't even do that.
Bro, we be getting on him so much. We just smack his knee and this boy just starts like, he looks like he's about ready to throw hands with all of us.
Exactly. I'm like, I hate that. It's weird. It just feels weird.
I don't like obnoxious chewers and drinkers.
Oh, yeah. Smacking.
If you smacking your lips or slurping,
I don't like all that.
No.
Or
sir.
Somebody goes, ah, I hate that.
Oh yeah, you get dramatic.
I'm like, bro, I know the drink don't taste that good. I don't care what kind of lick is in there. I don't care. It can't be that good.
Yeah. Nah.
Even my cotton candy icies, I don't even be like that.
Yeah.
I kill them joints though.
That's an everyday thing.
That's an everyday thing. What's the other one? Oh yeah, you got a little gripe. Talking under the breath.
Oh yes, sir. Okay. So if you are going, if you're gonna say something to me, just say it to my face. Don't hush it under your breath so I don't hear you. And then when I say what's good and you just walk away, come on, bro.
Michael's gonna chase you down.
Come on, bro. Good Lord. And that just happened recently. And this man was like trying to be tough. So he said something under his breath about me.
He gonna pop up in your DMs.
I let him. He said something to say under his breath. And I said, what's good, bro? And he didn't say nothing. And I said, what's good, bro? And he turned around and left. I'm like, that's like some...
He want all the smoke.
He don't want no smoke.
I'm gonna just let him...
If he wanted smoke, he wouldn't have walked away.
You're right, though. I'm not co-signing this, but hey, you're right, though.
I'm just saying.
And I'm doing my bad habit right now, twisting my hair.
This boy always twisting his hair.
Yeah, it's not cut right now. I need another haircut, so it's a bad habit. But when I have, like, a fresh haircut, then I'm Gucci. I don't twist it as much. But I just need to stop that altogether because it's really bad. And then my hair starts falling out, and it's just lots of curls, and it just looks nasty, honestly. It feels really weird.
What will be another...
People with long fingernails that shake your hand. That's a random one.
Just guys, though.
Yeah, that's dudes with, like...
What would you say are some of, like, the bad habits of the squad?
The squad? The bad habits? David one-upping. Yeah, I don't care. Rob.
Low blows
with your little insults.
Yeah, bro. He's sneaky with the little insults.
He's mad because y'all throw the short jokes at him.
I don't throw short jokes at him either,
because I'm short too, but I'm taller than him. Oh my God, bro, I gotta tell you something afterwards. Okay. Oh my God.
I don't throw short jokes at Rob.
Nah.
And
David does though.
Rob doesn't really come at me that much, but he has a couple times, and I'm just like, I just look at him like,
really? I was on your side.
I was like, I'm with you, bro. Like, come on, nah.
Rob getting too comfortable with the jokes, low key.
Yeah,
I'm cool with it because I'll throw him right back. But
yeah. No, it's all good. But he just
bring up his driving skills. He'll shut up real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a pet peeve too. Bad drivers.
Bad drivers. David, Camille, Rob. Bad drivers.
XXX. Get out of here.
Brian, you don't really have any bad habits. I don't think. Besides calling a podcast a broadcast.
Yeah, don't do that.
Or like miss saying something. That annoys me, low key.
Yeah, don't do that.
Jada, your little high squeaky voice. That joke is funny though.
But I just mimic her when she does it.
Yeah, that joke is hilarious.
Yeah, she get all sassy. That's funny.
Her voice like a mouse. Camille, when she be
stubborn.
Mad stubborn.
Stubborn.
Stubborn and like just snapping. I'm like, yo, I ain't come here for all this. you ain't gonna treat me like this. But everybody else be getting mad, but I don't care. Yeah. I ignore her when she be doing that. I think that's Alex when he be late at night playing guitar. Lord.
It's 4 in the morning. We got home. This man plugs in his electric guitar, blasts some chords. Then he goes, grabs himself a Corona, like a warm Corona, starts dancing around in his boxers, and then turns on an hour of paid programming and watches it all.
Literally.
And then he keeps trying to wake us up to be like, yo, watch this. I'm like, no! Get out of my face!
We're on a couch. And just like, we're already uncomfortable as it is.
Someone threw up on the couch.
No, yeah, you already know who that is.
No names.
I'm not gonna name. I'm not gonna expose you for that one. But you know who you are.
Yes, you do.
So yeah. Funny thing about that.
Up on the couch.
Oh, that's another thing. Throwing up whenever we're like out and about. That's a pet peeve.
If you, yeah, I can't. I don't. I've never, like.
Oh yeah, you haven't thrown up.
No. Nope.
Oh, it's only been me and you out of the whole... Oh, wow. Yep. We the only two that survived. I keep forgetting that. Wow.
I can take care of myself.
Okay. Same. Yeah. I just hit that sweet spot and I just cruise from there.
Just chill. Some people cannot
Can't hang. I think that's gonna be the biggest thing when I secure the crib. I'm gonna have a big old poster outside. If you throw up, you're not allowed.
That's it. There's no re-entry.
There's no re-entry.
You're done.
That's it.
You don't know.
Don't throw up in my bathroom. Don't throw up in my living room. Just don't throw up. Don't throw up anywhere, at all. I think that's just the most grossest thing ever. Cleaning somebody else. Throw up.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's so gross. I think what's the thing? It's not really like not a pet peeve. It's more like a turn off. Girls with like the Nike swooshes for like eyebrows.
Like, you're about to hurt a lot of people's feelings.
I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
Or like the girls with MUA in their profile.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Like the makeup artist. Yeah, yo, no offense. It's not a skill. You can get paid off it, but it's not a skill.
I don't know. I don't mess with the whole makeup scene.
I don't know. I don't like that. We don't mess with that. We like girls with that like, don't wear makeup like that. Just embrace yourself. Look wild.
I don't like for me, I don't care. You want to wear makeup?
You can wear it. I have no problem.
You know what I mean? But it's also not like
just don't
I'm
have
not
a whole
gonna be like
different face.
Where's your makeup? I just don't care. You
exactly.
Know what I mean? So.
Like girls are like, I low key like
if you work it with makeup, then work it. If you work it without makeup, then work it.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Like the caterpillar eyebrows, low key bushy eyebrows that girls be having.
The bold eyebrows.
Yeah, the bold eyebrows. I like those.
They be cute sometimes.
They be real cute.
They be cute.
I'm like, oh okay, you naturally have them things. Little Oscar the Grouches on top of your forehead.
It'd be nice.
It'll be looking real cute. But with girls with no eyebrows, we got a problem. Like, if you naturally have no eyebrows, I mean, you can't control that. Do your thing.
It's so flawed, bro.
It is so messed up. It is messed up.
I mean, if you know how to, like...
It looks nice with makeup on.
Some girls who don't have eyebrows or have really light eyebrows can do their eyebrows, and they look so good.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, yo, that's cool.
Yeah. Is it my preference? No. But it does look good, though.
Right.
I'll say that. Dang, they don't think we're mad shallow.
I'm trying to stay quiet on these topics, because... I ain't trying to push no buttons.
I mean,
that is what the podcast is
exactly.
For.
I'm pushing everybody buttons. I want all the smoke. If you got a problem, please come on the show.
I only want to smoke with a couple people.
You only want it with one person.
You know who you are.
Yeah. I don't want no smoke with nobody, but we can debate about whatever. I don't care. Alex will go toe for toe with anybody.
He really will. And he doesn't hold back.
Hold back at all. Y'all know this. Everybody actually knows. I think shamelessly plugging yourself in.
Oh yeah, don't be doing that.
Yeah, on like the daily basis or hourly basis, I don't really like that. Unless you're like real deal, like a celebrity and popping and whatnot, I understand it. But if you're normal, average, plain Jane, whatever, that's not really. You know, it's kind of annoying.
It's a thirst trap.
Yeah. Oh, that's thirst trap. Those are annoying. I mean, we like them, but you know what I mean. They're really kind. Nah, I do love thirst traps, but you know what you're doing though.
Yeah.
So don't be like, booty all up in the camera and whatnot, and they're like, "Oh, look at my new toothbrush!" Like, what?
Yeah, yeah. And other low key thirst traps, like those things on Instagram, like the ask me a question thing.
Oh, those.
See, the thing is, it's like, okay, I don't care if you do them. Like, I don't have a problem, but like,
same.
Don't post that. Like, oh, why is this guy trying to slide in my DMs? Because I posted it. Just because that's not like a guy or girl you want sliding in your DMs. But if the guys and girls you do want sliding in your DMs, you're not going to say nothing about.
Exactly.
But you're going to expose the people you don't want.
Exactly.
That's not cool. Like if you put a thirst trap out there, don't be upset if everything you catch isn't what you want.
Exactly. And you already know what you're going to be catching in your DMs if you be posting stuff like that.
Some creepy.
Exactly. But I think they know what comes with that territory.
Yeah. But just don't expose. There's no need to expose it.
Exactly. Yeah, exposing. Because
all you're trying to do is just like make yourself look like you're better than those people.
I hate that.
That's not cool.
I think exposing is a big thing. I don't like pettiness, even though we have a lot of that.
Yeah, we got some pettiness.
We got a lot of that. But I personally, I don't like being petty. But I don't like other people that are petty like that. It's funny. I'm not gonna lie. But I just don't.
Not gonna lie.
You're not gonna lie. It's funny.
You know.
But
I don't know.
It's not. I'm not the biggest fan of it, or the whole exposing process, or like.
I think everyone in our squad can be petty at times, though.
Oh yeah, I can be petty too. Lucky, yeah. I'm contradicting myself. So.
There's people. Well, I mean.
Sue me.
There's people who tend to be petty a little bit more consistent.
Yeah.
Than we do.
The only time I do it is if you like take shots at me.
Oh
like, okay.
Yo, if you throw shots at me, bro, I would be so petty.
Yeah, I'm coming out. You stickers, gifts.
That's the confrontation part.
Yeah. I mean. I'm not gonna expose like some stuff that you told me. Then I'll be like, yo, okay.
That's
yo, you kind of you tripping now, bro. Just jokes. But I think What's the other one? I just had it in top, like, tip of my tongue, too. Oh, my goodness. Dang, I can't even think of it right now.
I mean, I don't like people who, like, flex. Like, they flex either in real life, on the gram, on Snapchat, and they don't really got it like that.
That's a big thing. Fake flexing.
And it's not even like, I'm not talking about like, oh, like look at my Gucci flip-flops, like I got money or something. I'm talking about people who like
logo whores.
And they think they have the sauce and they don't.
Yeah, you mix all these weird brands together.
Like, it's not even that. It's like stupid. I don't even care about mixing the brands, like, but it's like people who flex and take these pictures like they got it like that.
You really know them.
But then you know them and you're just like, bro, you're so awkward. Like, you really don't have...
You ain't got no juice like that.
You can't buy the sauce.
You gotta have it. You ain't got no juice like that or no sauce like that. Oh, now I got it. People that post this stuff to social media, ooh, like their personal business, like ooh, family business.
Ooh. Yes.
That junk right there, I was like, yo, like, that's not guanin at all.
Keep that on the low, low.
Yeah, you gotta keep that to yourself or, like, between you and your little circle of friends, exactly. But... post that to the whole world to see, like, you got problems with your mom's, like, yo.
Yeah, like, you have problems, bro. I have, right, if I got family issues going on, I don't even tell it to the whole squad.
Exactly.
Just so nobody doesn't, that's why, I don't need pity from people. I don't need people feeling bad for me. Keep it to yourself, handle it on your own, be a grown up.
Exactly. I think we're going to end it on this one, because we don't want to do this for too long. But.
Facts.
Those are our pet peeves. Those are our little things we don't like, our little bad habits and whatnot. So we're going to end it off like this. And yes, on the next one, we're going to have the whole squad on here so they can defend themselves finally. But this one, they're getting chewed up.
Chew it up.
They're probably going to hate us. But they'll be all right.
It is what it is.
We're going to see y'all next time.
Jeez, Mom.
Jeez.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.